Hand signals. Even though vehicles are equipped with electrical turn and brake lights, you should know the basic hand signals as well. All turn signals of intention to turn must be given continuously during the last 100 feet from the turn. Motorists must also be able to recognize hand signals given by motorcyclists and bicyclists and give them sufficient space to execute their signaled maneuvers as they would another vehicle. Three pictures showing hand signals for stop, left, right. Continuing with the text. Rules of the road. Right-of-way. Right-of-way rules are a means of establishing orderly traffic movement. If everyone follows these rules, crashes can be reduced. Unfortunately, there are many operators who ignore the rules. For this reason, you must drive defensively. Always be ready to yield to those who do not follow the right-of-way rules. When two vehicles approach an unsigned intersection at approximately the same time, the vehicle on the left side must yield to the vehicle on the right. When entering an intersection, it is recommended to look first to your left, then to your right, and then left again. Be prepared to yield. Picture, caption reads, "Driver on left must yield," continuing with the text. At an uncontrolled T intersection, the vehicle on the terminating street must yield to vehicles on the continuing street. Vehicles turning left must yield to oncoming traffic. Watch for vehicles passing on the right side of a vehicle turning left. Picture, caption reads, "Driver turning left must yield," continuing with the text. At a four-way stop, the vehicle that stops first goes first. If one vehicle goes out of turn, yield to that vehicle so that you do not cause a crash. Picture, caption reads, "Four-way stop. First stop, first go." Continuing with the text. Pedestrians in marked or unmarked crosswalks have the right of way. Drivers must yield when pedestrians are in the driver's lane of travel. Three pictures. Captions read, "In crosswalks," "Turning corners," "Marked intersections." Continuing with the text. Pedestrians carrying white canes or with guide dogs are blind or have greatly reduced vision. Just as in other pedestrian situations, motorists are required to yield or stop for anyone who may have begun crossing a street. When stopping at an intersection, be sure to stop behind the crosswalk to allow the visually impaired traveler an unobstructed path. At times, the person who is blind may choose to wait for optimal traffic conditions. The key to safety is based on careful observance of the pedestrian and common courtesy. Motorists and pedestrians should not distract a guide dog in any way. These friendly, intelligent dogs must focus on the commands of their owner. Vehicles entering or crossing a roadway from a private drive must yield to all oncoming traffic. Vehicles emerging from a driveway, alley, private road or building within a business or residential district must come to a complete stop immediately prior to crossing a sidewalk area and, if no sidewalk, vehicles must stop before entering the roadway. You may not make a U-turn near the crest of a hill or any curve where the driver cannot see 500 feet or more. Emergency vehicles always have the right of way. When an emergency or law enforcement vehicle is flashing its red, white, or blue lights or using its siren, you must immediately come to a stop along the right-hand curb or edge of the road. You must remain stopped until the emergency or law enforcement vehicle has passed. Do not stop in the middle of the intersection. When an emergency or law enforcement vehicle is parked at the scene of a crash with its emergency lights flashing, you must drive to the right-hand side of the roadway and stop. Once stopped, you may pass at your risk when the roadway is clear. If there is a police officer directing traffic at the scene, you must obey the officer's instructions. If an emergency vehicle, law enforcement vehicle, or North Dakota Department of Transportation maintenance vehicle is parked on the interstate system or a multi-lane highway with its emergency or work lights flashing, move over to the opposite lane and proceed with due caution. The yellow flashing light is used mostly on tow trucks and slow-moving vehicles. These lights warn you to slow down. When a school bus is stopped and flashing its red lights, drivers approaching from both directions must stop. This is because children are being loaded or unloaded. The drivers cannot proceed until 1, the bus begins moving, or 2, the bus driver signals to let vehicles pass, or 3, the red lights are no longer flashing. When a school bus is equipped with yellow caution lights, these lights may be used as a warning that the school bus is about to stop and that the red flashing lights will soon come on. Be especially alert every time you see a school bus. Speed limits. Speed limits are maximum limits to be traveled only when driving conditions are ideal. Sometimes conditions may require you to drive slower than the posted speed limit allows. Never drive faster than the posted speed limit or conditions allow. Authorities may also post minimum speed limits if deemed necessary for the safe movement of traffic. Maximum speed limits in North Dakota have been established as follows: 20 miles per hour when approaching any railway crossing when your view of the track is obstructed, unless otherwise posted. 20 miles per hour when approaching an intersection when your view of the intersection is in any way obstructed, unless otherwise posted. 20 miles per hour when you pass by a school during school recess or while children are going to or leaving school during opening or closing hours of school, unless otherwise posted. 25 miles per hour in a business or residential district, unless otherwise posted. 55 miles per hour on gravel, dirt, or loose surface roads, unless otherwise posted, and on paved two-lane county and township highways, if there is no speed limit posted. 65 miles per hour on rural paved two-lane highways, if posted for that speed. 70 miles per hour on paved and divided multi-lane highways, unless otherwise posted. 75 miles per hour on rural interstate highways, unless otherwise posted. Passing. On two-way roads, you must drive on the right-hand side of the roadway. When you pass, you are driving against the flow of the oncoming traffic. Before you pass another vehicle, ask yourself these questions. Is the pass necessary? Am I in or approaching a no-passing zone? Whenever there is a hill or a curve ahead, you must treat it as if there is oncoming traffic just beyond it. Can I return to my lane before meeting an approaching vehicle? Can I see the road ahead clearly? Some guidelines for passing. Give yourself enough time to get completely beyond the vehicle that you are passing and return to your proper lane at least 200 feet before meeting an approaching vehicle. Picture, no caption, continuing with the text. Do not return to your lane until you can see the image of the entire front of the vehicle you passed within the inside rearview mirror. When passing, never leave the main traveled roadway. When being passed, do not speed up. Do not follow too closely. Obey all regulatory and warning signs. Never pass while approaching the top of a hill or a curve, within 100 feet of an intersection, a railroad crossing, or a tunnel. When you see any pavement marking or sign indicating no passing. When your view of the road is reduced or obstructed by fog, snow, or rain. Many head-on collisions occur while one vehicle is passing another. Even while driving in the left lane of a four-lane highway, be aware that you might collide with a vehicle going the wrong way. Lane changes. If you must change lanes, make sure the lane is clear and signal your movement. If possible, avoid changing lanes within an intersection. Be sure to keep a safe following distance, safe space, from the vehicle ahead of you. Check your mirrors and look over your shoulder for vehicles behind you and already in the other lane. Beware of blind spots or areas where mirrors fail to pick up approaching traffic. Signal prior to making the lane change. Change only one lane at a time and be sure to cancel your signal when you complete the lane change. Picture showing blind spot, area you can see without moving your head, blind spot, area you can see through rearview mirror. Continuing with the text, remember, the driver of the vehicle making the lane change is responsible for safely changing lanes. Following and stopping distances. If you drive too fast or follow too close, you will not have enough time to stop in an emergency. At 55 miles per hour, it takes approximately 300 feet or one city block on dry pavement to stop. When one vehicle follows another, there must be enough distance between them to allow for a passing vehicle to come into that space without any danger. If the vehicle in front of you suddenly stops, you should be far enough behind so that you can come to a stop safely. The 3-second rule is a way to measure the distance that you should use as a cushion when following another vehicle. Here is how it works. Pick a shadow, mark, or object on or near the road ahead. When the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead of you passes the mark, start counting the seconds it takes you to reach the same spot. Count 1001, 1002, 1003. If you reach the spot before you count 1003, you are following too closely. Picture, caption reads, 3-second following distance rule. Continuing with the text. Sometimes you need even more following distance, as much as 4 or more seconds. This is especially true when the roads are slippery, following motorcycles, you have a heavy load or are pulling a trailer, following large vehicles that block your view ahead, the driver behind you wants to pass, following drivers whose view to the rear is blocked, turning. When making any turn, you should check both ways for traffic and pedestrians. You must also signal continuously for the last 100 feet before the turn. When approaching an intersection, to make a right turn, stay as far to the right as possible. Make the turn close to the right curb. To turn left from a one-way road onto a two-way road, begin in the left turn lane and complete the turn as indicated in the picture. To turn left from a one-way to a one-way, begin the turn from the left lane. Make the turn close to the left curb. When turning left from a two-way road onto a two-way road, begin as close to the center line as possible and complete the turn as indicated in the picture. To turn left from a two-way road onto a one-way road, approach the turn with your left wheels close to the center line of the road. Make the turn before reaching the center of the intersection and enter the left lane of the one-way road. To turn left from a two-way road onto a four-lane highway, approach the turn with your left wheels close to the center line of the road. Make the turn so that you enter the passing lane of the four-lane highway. When traffic permits, move to the right out of the passing lane. Roundabouts. A roundabout is a circular intersection where vehicles travel around a center island in a counterclockwise direction. These intersections are designed to reduce the number and severity of collisions, as well as provide operational efficiencies. When approaching a roundabout, perform the following steps. 1. Reduce your speed. 2. If more than one lane exists, use the left lane to turn left, the right lane to turn right, and all lanes to go through unless directed otherwise by signs and pavement markings. 3. Yield to pedestrians and bicyclists. 4. Yield to circulating traffic when entering the roundabout. 5. Stay in your lane within the roundabout and use your right turn signal when exiting. 6. Always assume trucks need all available space. Do not pass them. 7. Clear the roundabout to allow emergency vehicles to pass, and do not enter the roundabout if one is approaching. Large vehicles. Roundabouts are designed to accommodate all vehicle types, including truck and trailer combinations. To assist large trucks, the center island includes an apron to accommodate the rear wheels of the vehicle. Interstate driving. Speeds are higher on the interstate than on city streets. Because of this, your vehicle will travel further during your reaction time. To drive safely on the interstate, you should be alert, Use your mirrors so that you know what is behind you as well as what is in front of you. When changing lanes, use your turn signals and make sure the lane is clear. When passing, do not cut back into the right lane too quickly. Keep to the right if you are traveling slowly. Never stop on the traveled part of the roadway. In an emergency, stop on the shoulder and raise your hood to show difficulty. Avoid driving when you are tired. Dim your lights when following another vehicle. Interchanges. Different states use different names for the ramps used for getting on and off the interstate highway. For convenience, we call them interchanges. The two most common types of interchanges are the diamond and the cloverleaf. Two pictures. Diamond. Cloverleaf. Continuing with the text. For all interchanges, you must remember, highway guide signs tell you the location of interchanges well in advance. Watch for these signs. Move into the proper lane before you reach the interchange. Never back up on the interstate. If you miss your interchange, go to the next one. Do not use median crossovers. These are for authorized vehicles only, such as emergency and maintenance vehicles. Never back up on a ramp. If you exit at the wrong interchange, you must follow it out. Return to the highway on the on-ramp. Entrance ramps allow you to adjust your speed to merge safely with the flow of traffic on the highway. Stopping on these ramps should be avoided. Only stop when there is no opening in the traffic flow. Unless posted signs indicate otherwise, any vehicle entering a freeway from an entrance ramp must yield the right-of-way to vehicles on the main roadway. Exit ramps are for leaving or exiting from the highway. You should never stop or back up on these ramps. Picture showing exit ramp, entrance ramp. Continuing with the text. Night driving. Night driving tends to be more difficult than daytime driving. You can only see as far as your headlights, and this cuts down on your time to react. Be mindful not to overdrive your headlights. You should use your headlights from sunset to sunrise and at any other time necessary for safe driving. Use your headlights during inclement weather when visibility is less than 1,000 feet due to rain, snow, sleet, hail, smoke, or fog. Slow down. You should be able to stop in the distance covered by your headlights even if you come up on a vehicle without taillights or a parked vehicle with its lights on. Clean your windshield inside and out. This will reduce the amount of glare from oncoming vehicles. Clean the headlights on your vehicle. This will naturally give more light and help you see vehicles and other night hazards better. Eye strain, fatigue, and lack of concentration can be the result of staring at the spot created by your headlights. Keep your eyes moving, especially at night. Scan for animals, pedestrians, and bicycle riders. Pay close attention at dawn and dusk for animals, especially for deer. Drive at slower speeds in areas where deer crossing signs are posted. Do not swerve to avoid an animal because this could result in a more serious crash like hitting a tree or another vehicle, or possibly rolling over. Check to the sides for lights from other vehicles that might be crossing or entering the roadway ahead of you. Constantly check the tail lights of vehicles ahead for any indication that they are changing speed or lane position. Dim your headlights at least 500 feet before meeting traffic and within 300 feet when following another vehicle. If you meet a vehicle that does not dim its lights, look to the right edge of the road to avoid being blinded. Remember, it takes time for your eyes to adjust after meeting a vehicle at night. Watch carefully for pedestrians. They may be wearing dark clothing and be difficult to see. Stop and rest if you are tired. Two pictures. High beam. Your bright lights could blind an approaching driver. Low beam. Continuing with the text. Parking. Parking on a hill. Three pictures. Downhill. Turn wheels toward curb. Uphill. Turn wheels away from curb. Uphill no curb. Turn wheels toward shoulder. Continuing with the text. Parallel parking. When parallel parking your vehicle, your wheels should be parallel to the right-hand curb and within 1 foot of the right-hand curb. Here are some parallel parking hints. 1. Signal your movement and stop even with the vehicle ahead and about 2 feet away from it. 2. Turn your wheel to the right and back slowly toward the vehicle behind. 3. When clear of the vehicle ahead, turn your wheel to the left and back slowly toward the vehicle behind you. 4. Turn your wheel to the right and pull ahead toward the curb. Stop in the center of the parking space. Put your vehicle in park. Leaving a parking space. When you leave a parking space, 1. Look to the rear over your shoulder as well as in the rearview mirror. 2. Signal before you start to move. 3. Yield the right-of-way to oncoming vehicles. 4. Enter traffic in the nearest lane and remain in that lane until safe to change to another lane. Emergency parking. When you have to make an emergency stop, park with all four wheels off the traveled pavement if possible. Between 1/2 hour after sunset and 1/2 hour before sunrise, your vehicle must display at least one white or amber lamp in front and a red light on the rear, both visible for a distance of 1,000 feet when parked on a public highway. Do not park on a sidewalk or in front of a driveway, on or within 10 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection, within 10 feet of a fire hydrant, within an intersection, on the street side of a parked vehicle. This violation is called double parking. On a bridge, overpass, or in a tunnel or underpass. Within 15 feet of a flashing beacon, a stop sign, or a traffic control signal placed on the side of the roadway. Between a safety zone and the curb next to it, or within 15 feet of points on the curb immediately opposite the ends of a safety zone. Safety zones are marked areas set aside for pedestrians. Alongside or opposite street excavation when parking would obstruct traffic. Anywhere there is an official no parking sign. In a designated handicapped parking space unless in possession of the appropriate placard or handicapped license plate. Do not park on the diagonal lines next to the space. Towing. Whether you are towing a camping trailer, a utility trailer, or a boat trailer, the increased weight from the trailer will lengthen the distance necessary to stop your vehicle. When traveling faster than 25 miles per hour, you need safety chains or brakes capable of holding the trailer if decoupling breaks. You need turn signals, stop lights, 2 red reflectors, and 2 red tail lights mounted on the rear of the trailer and visible for a distance of 1,000 feet. For more details, see the Motor Vehicle Registrar, North Dakota Department of Transportation, 608 East Boulevard Avenue, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58505-0700, phone 328-2725. You need 2 amber clearance lamps on the front and 2 red clearance lights on the back of your trailer if it is 80 inches or more in width. Every vehicle must have a mirror allowing you to see at least 200 feet to the rear. If you are towing another vehicle, the drawbar or connection between any 2 vehicles, one of which is towing or drawing the others on a highway, shall be of such design, strength, and construction to prevent the unintentional uncoupling of the vehicles. For your safety, it is better to slow down when you are towing a trailer in a strong wind. Coasting prohibited. The driver of any motor vehicle, when traveling upon a downgrade, may not coast with the gears or transmission of such vehicle in neutral. The driver of a truck or bus, when traveling upon a downgrade, may not coast with the clutch disengaged. Backing. When backing your vehicle is necessary, it must be done without interfering with other traffic. You are responsible for backing onto a lane of traffic safely. You must also be careful so that you do not back into children or other obstacles. To be safe, before backing, you should walk around your vehicle to check for clearance. Littering. If you throw or deposit any litter onto any public highway, you are subject to a $500 fine. Crash reports. If you are involved in a crash that results in the combined damage of $1,000 or more, or results in personal injury or death, you must immediately report it to the local police if you are in a city. Immediately report it to the highway patrol or the county sheriff's office if you are outside city limits. No person shall drive a motor vehicle in the state of North Dakota without a valid policy of liability insurance in effect. The name of the motor vehicle insurance policy carrier and the policy number of the driver must be furnished to a law enforcement officer upon request. The fine for operating an uninsured motor vehicle is $150 for a first violation and $300 for a second or subsequent violation in 3 years and may result in a license suspension. If a person is convicted of no liability insurance, that person will be required to provide proof of liability insurance to the division for 1 year. The person will also be required to purchase a duplicate driver's license with the proof of liability insurance restriction. The cost of this duplicate license is $50. There will also be a cost of $50 to have the restriction removed at the end of the 1 year period. In all crashes involving injury or damage, the drivers must exchange the following information: driver's name, address, motor vehicle insurance company, and policy number. Whenever the driver is physically incapable of giving notice of a crash and also is not the owner of the vehicle, then the owner of the vehicle involved shall, within 5 days after learning of the crash, give notice and insurance information not given by the driver. Any driver who hits an unattended vehicle must immediately locate and notify the owner. If the owner cannot be found, the driver must leave a note at a conspicuous place on the unattended vehicle. The note must list the driver's name, address, and motor vehicle insurance company. For emergency highway assistance, dial 911. For weather and road conditions, dial 511.